Republican Brian Mass blasts radical Democrat Ilhan Omar for accusing our ally Israel of terrorism. By Jacob Bliss on May 13, 2021. Republican Representative Brian Mast, RFL, Dorcht Representative Ilhan Omar's, DMN, claims that Israel's airstrikes are an act of terrorism on the House floor. Mast took to the House floor to draw some light into Omar's recent condemnation of Israel, in which she accused them of terrorism, including saying, "Palestinians deserve protection," and, "Unlike Israel, missile defense programs, such as Iron Dome, don't exist to protect Palestinian civilians." The Republican started off by saying, "Our friend's under attack." He continued to say, "Under attack is the most important part to realize here. This is why he wants to call attention to Omar's recent comments." In one of her statements about this very event, she said, "Israel airstrikes killing civilians in Gaza is an act of terrorism. Palestinians deserve protection," he continued. "Unlike Israel, missile defense programs such as Iron Dome don't exist to protect Palestinian civilians. It's unconscionable to not condemn these attacks," Mast quoted Omar saying. "That's absolutely right. Palestinians don't receive support like Iron Dome," he then explained. Mast compared giving the Iron Dome to Israel's enemies would be like giving Al-Qaeda, or ISIS, or the Taliban U.S. bomb technicians and military personnel to help them out. He said that would be the best comparison to giving the Iron Dome to attackers like Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, or any others. One of the major problems, Mast describes how Hamas purposefully makes their civilians the shields to their offensive points. That's not hyperbole. Think about that. What they do to their population. Mast continued his prepared remarks by letting the American people judge who's the aggressor here. He went on to explain the types of rocket attacks, which are acts of terrorism, and suicide bombings that go on towards Israel. The Republican explained, "They're all serious, but I'm reading what largely became the most serious of them. We'll start just now with the rocket attacks. I'm not going to read for today because the totals aren't in. But, as of yesterday, over 600 rockets were launched into Israel. When I say 600 rockets, I don't want people to think they're small, the size of this table, or my cane. We're talking about Fajr 5 rockets. They are made by Iran, they're 21 feet long. That's basically a little bit longer than a Chevy Suburban. The warheads on these rockets are about 90 kilograms, or 200 pounds of explosives. To put that into perspective, what detonated underneath my feet when I lost my legs was probably somewhere around 5 to 10 pounds. So, each of these warheads being fired in, somewhere around 200 pounds of explosives. So just yesterday 600 rockets, May 9th, 6 rockets. April 25th, 5 rockets, April 24th, 2 rockets, April 23rd, 36 rockets, April 15th, 1 rocket, January 20th, 1 rocket, January 18th, 2 rockets. Going back into 2020 December 26th, 2 rockets, November 21st, 1 rocket, November 14th, 2 rockets, October 22nd, 2 rockets, October 16th, 1 rocket, September 15th, 13th rockets, August 21st, 12th rockets, August 16th, 2 rockets, August 1st, August 2nd, 1 rocket, July 5th, 3 rockets, June 26th, 2 rockets, June 15th, 1 rocket, February 23rd and 24th, 90 rockets over the course of that Sunday and Monday. Moving into 2019, November 12th, 190 rockets launched by Palestinian Islamic Jihad. May 5th, 200 rockets, May 4th, 250 rockets, March 25th, 1 rocket, March 14th, 2 rockets. Going back into 2018, November 12th, 1 mortar, November 11th, 17th rockets, August 8th, 8 rockets, July 26th, 11th rockets, July 14th, 174 rockets barrage Israel. And let's put this into perspective as well, a country roughly the size of the state of New Jersey, not the breadth of the United States of America. Breitbart News reported, Omar was responding to claims by Palestinians that 20 Palestinians had been killed in Israeli airstrikes, including 9 children. The original report from Breitbart News debunked the report Omar was referring to. What the report did not mention was that Israel claimed it had targeted and killed 11 Hamas fighters who had fired rockets at Israeli civilians. The Hamas attack was aimed at Jerusalem, where Palestinians have rioted in recent days, at the instigation of Palestinian terror groups and political leaders. Earlier Monday, a Palestinian mob attempted to lynch an Israeli driver. Hamas is also known to fire rockets at Israel from densely populated areas in Gaza, placing civilians at risk, and also uses Palestinian civilians as human shields to protect terrorists in weapons caches. Israel's Iron Dome missile defense system intercepted many, though not all, of more than 150 rockets fired by Palestinians on Monday night. Rep. Omar complained that Palestinians do not have a similar system, failing to note that Israelis are not firing rockets at Palestinian civilians. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, has also said Omar's tweets of false information. Seems like the congresswoman is acting as the press secretary for Hamas.